Holding in Chaptes Teves, Siman Mem Zain Alacha Chabes, and we're going to Siman Mem Ches Halacha Vav. We're finishing off this incredible halachas of wine and the barrels of wine, the containers of wine, and the Kitzur Shana finishes off with the halacha that any utensils that 12 months already have passed, so they're permitted. What does that mean, permitted? That you're allowed to use them for whatever you want to use them, even though they contained wine, because the lachluchit, that means the moisture of wine that was in them, that was absorbed in them, has dried out. And even if in between, during these 12 months, they used it for water, that's not a problem. So this halacha is an incredible halacha, and it's used as what we call a tziruf in many different situations. I get these shayos all the time of people that buy stuff online. They just got, someone just asked me, Mamsh yesterday, got a present. Pyrex utensil, different utensils, and the question is, it's different because they may have been used with hot. It's not something that necessarily not. It's not exactly the same situation of containers of wine, but at the same time, it applies to many different situations where you have utensils that have not been used for 12 months. This applies many times also to people that move in and they have dishwashers and they really want to use it, and it's difficult because they're not sure if it was used for not, for fleishiks, for milchiks, for treif. So many times we could be metzar of this halacha with other tzirufim. If, for example, you have a question about kashering rubber or plastic, but all this, of course, the person is asked a shayla. Okay, in Siman Memches, we start the incredible halachas of Chameshes Minei Dagan and the famous shayla of what's called Pasaba B'Kisnin. In Shulchan Aruch, there's actually three definitions of Pasaba B'Kisnin. We'll see the Kitzur seems to discuss only two. The other achronim that we use in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the commentary of Mordechai Eliyahu, the Ben Ish Chai, the Kafei Chaim, they'll discuss, of course, the three different nafkaminas, which we'll get to. First, we just have to start with the basics. The basics is that the Kitzur teaches us there's five Minei Dagan, which is five different types of grains that you could have what's called Pasaba B'Kisnin. And Pasaba B'Kisnin, simply understood, is something that is not a kviya suda. It's not being eaten as a meal. As we'll see, because of that, you don't wash your hands, you don't make a mitzvah, rather you make a berman and mizoynas, and you make alamichya. We've already mentioned the thing in the past. Alamichya, according to some Rishonim, was actually deoraisa, so it's quite a serious bracha. One should definitely know well, and the Kitzur actually says to memorize, they should know by heart, but it's always good to bench from a bencher anyway. What's interesting is that if a person, when it comes to Pasaba B'Kisnin, literally Pasaba B'Kisnin means a bread that comes in packets. We'll see that there's three different definitions, like you said, but one of the simple definitions is something that's packet. What does packet mean? Something that has that has something inside. So you could have cookies that are filled with Hummantaschen. You could have pizza that has cheese on it. It doesn't necessarily have to be that it's covered on dough on both sides. That's why some hold that actually pizza is mizoynus, considered Pasaba B'Kisnin, if it wasn't made with fruit juice. We'll see that that most poskim hold that pizza is going to be a mitzi unless it's the actual flour is kneaded with milk or with apple juice. But in any, but yeah. So anyway, so let's just focus I wanted to point out something. I forgot what I'm going to point out. That when it comes to the okay, we'll get to it. In any case, the Pasaba B'Kisnin, the first definition is what we just said, is kamin kisim. The chiddush of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is that even if the kisim are filled with what's called basar gvina, that means cheese and meat, the reason why that's a chiddush that Tazri discusses, and maybe that's already considered too much of things, of essential foods, and therefore you would be you'd have to make ready a mitzi automatically. The classical delicious food that I used to have all the time in my old days when I was able to handle pizza, and my stomach was able to handle pizza, there's the famous calzones. And calzones are filled with cheese and vegetables. I mean, it's mamas a geshmak meal. Nevertheless, Mikha didn't special coincidence of the way he's explaining it. It is considered mezonos, so long as you're not going to have a kviya suda, which we'll get to in a moment what that means. The other definition that the Kitzur does mention is, like we said, is pashen ilosha b'shemen or b'shuman or b'dvash. That means that the bread was kneaded with oil or with fat or honey or milk or other types of meipiros. There's a famous shayla that, if I recall correctly, from the Minchas Yitzchak, if reconstituted apple juice also suffices, because there's a major dispute if how detectable the taste, because the whole, what's the point is, the point is, instead of using water, using fruit juice or something, you taste the difference. So there's a famous shayla also when it comes to, you go to shuls for years. I remember I used to actually survive in these, I used to be in Chassidish shtibbles, used to have these sandwiches to go. Tuna fish, egg salad, delicious and easy to go, because mezainis. Why is mezainis? Either bread doesn't taste like any, it just tastes like regular bread. No, because they use roiv, majority of apple juice. So again, that's the major shayla. Is that good enough? Or you have to really detect the taste. So halacha l'maisa, we say that both of these definitions are true, and you make mezainis. Now, what's the shiur kviya suda that we mentioned? So according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's based on what people eat for the morning, by lunch, not by the morning. It could be because in the morning people ate much less. You're kind of like running. Even though in America, usually people eat much more, I think, in the morning. So gansa, avoid of eating in the morning, bagels and everything else. But it doesn't make a difference so much. It's the average large dinners or lunches that people have. So the big question, how do you really assess that? The Moshe also has a truth about that, what you have for supper. But the easier mahalach is what's already the Mishnah Berurah quotes. And that is the assessment can be based on the idea of what's called the gimel or dalet beim, three or four eggs. Let's take the shear, the biggest shear of four eggs. That's usually, I think, what the standard is. What is four eggs? So if you take each egg, is two kazaisim. A kazais in general is a 1 ounce schnapps cup of volume. That's the easiest, in my humble opinion. And I saw that there's a new sefer that just came out. The Mamish goes with this mahalach. Not only that, he actually points out that the sizes have been doubled and tripled, and halachically it's not correct. Meaning to say that the most simple understanding, and he quotes, he has rise from the Chazon Nisha and the Stipler, that when it came to eating matzah Pesach night, yes, of course you could be machmir and eat a lot, but the ikar is what you see on the market as an olive. You ever see an olive? The average size of an olive, that's a kazais. So imagine that's even actually smaller than a schnapps cup. But if you take a 1 ounce schnapps cup, that's a kazais. 2 ounce schnapps cups is considered a kebeah. So altogether, you have 8 ounce schnapps cups. That's not so much. If you take, by the way, two pizzas, probably, I'm talking about just filling in from the dough part into these cups, you're already probably going to have four kebeim, four eggs worth. And therefore, that's the reason why, even if you have slices of pizza that are made with apple juice or milk, really, you run into a shayla when you're having two, because it could be already that you're mechuyim midoraisa to bench. So it's not a simple thing. And that's why it's really kedai better to take bread and to make a motzi. I think that's a more correct thing to do. They should have matzahs there from Pesach, and you should be able to this way get out of any suffix doraisa. In general, when it comes to, there's other ways of assessing what the actual volume, instead of volume, they use weight, which is definitely workable, because ice is around 25 grams. But again, I think the shiur actually even smaller. But that's the average kazais that people use. Okay. Lemaise, the kisser goes on to discuss if initially he had planned to just eat, let's say, one slice of pizza like we just discussed. Then he decided to eat a shiur kviya suda. So if what he's going to eat now doesn't have a shiur kviya suda itself, only in combination with what he had already, so then what do? He just has to, you make a birkas hamazon. But if the amount that he's about to eat now is going to have a shiur kviya suda, so now he has to wash his hands and make a moitz. That means if you have dalet beim now in front of you, you can have another two slices, for example. Then you have to wash your hands and make birkas hamoitzi on what you're eating. But the lamichki, you're not going to say in what you ate. Rather, it's going to be exempt with a birkas hamazon. And the last halacha is when it comes to dough that was kneaded with water, with what's called a blila raka. This is a classical thing. It's a very thin type of pastry. If you bake it in an oven or what's called an ilfas means like a pan without any liquid, even if you smeared it with a little bit of oil in order to shouldn't burn, that's not considered a liquid. And that's like regular bread. They call it, I think today, similar to this, is like lafa, thin lafa that Sfaradim have. There might be another name for it. So even if you're just eating a kazais, you still need to wash your hands and you have to make a moitzi. Now, if you fried it in a liquid, that's not considered bread, even if you eat a lot. That's another chiddush. Meaning to say that, let's say you make noodles, you can make a lot of noodles, you still won't make hamotzi and birkas hamazon. Same thing as the Kitzur says, what's called the rekikin shindakin, very thin types of pastries that they used to have. They used to put them into two metals. They don't have a din of lechem. They don't have a status of bread. And even if you eat a kadeh svia, you would still make mezonos an ala michya. Sometimes they would make this thin type of dough, and what they would do is they would do the following: they would take flour and water, put it in a pot, they would mix it, and they would pour it on leaves of vegetables, and they would bake like that in the oven. That also has a din of pasabah b'kisnin. Okay, we're going to hold you. Have a beautiful day.